Good afternoon and welcome to Live with Pastor Al. Got a Bible question? Wondering what to make of current events? Call now, toll free at 888-677-9673. That's 888-677-9673. Now, open your Bibles, open your minds, and join the conversation with your host, Pastor Al Davis.
Well, good afternoon. Welcome to another edition of Live with Pastor Al. I'm your host, Pastor Al Davis. I'll be with you until 2 o'clock right here on AM 1220, The Word. I hope you'll be able to stick with us, and what an enjoyable program with Brother Lutz here just before us, and I just appreciate his ministry there, and Brother Stevens, his testimony and the work that he's doing amongst the Roma people. What an excellent thing. If you didn't get a chance to hear that, you missed a blessing. I don't know that he's got a recording of that one, but that would be a good one to get a recording of. All right. Well, and of course, we're followed by Pastor Andy Risnacko of the Bible Baptist Temple in Euclid, Ohio. He'll be coming up at 2:30. And of course, Pastor Lutz is a pastor at North Coast Baptist Church in Lakewood. And he's here every Friday at 1 o'clock. And then, of course, I'm the Pastor Al Davis, pastor of the Bible Baptist Church in Richfield, Ohio. And we are here every Friday at 2:30, or I'm sorry, at 1:30, and then every Sunday night, also on from 11 o'clock until midnight every Sunday night with Late Night Live with Pastor Al. So I hope you'll be able to tune in for that as well. Well, want to make a couple announcements here as well, but let's go ahead and open our program with a word of prayer. Heavenly Father, Lord, I want to thank you again for the opportunity to be on the air today. Just pray it would be a blessing, be encouragement to somebody today. Help us to lift up and glorify our Lord Jesus Christ through the program today. Help us to point people that are searching towards Christ. Help us encourage believers in their walk with you. And we just thank you for the opportunity. Use us for your glory, we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Well, I wanted to mention a couple of things here, too, as we're getting started. First and foremost, you can find us online at livewithpastoral.com. That's livewithpastoral.com. And you can listen to past programs there. There's a number of other little items on there, some articles that I've written, links to a couple of books that I've put together over the years, and also some highlight audio files from some programs and different things that I've done over the years, and encourage you to check that out. Livewithpastoral.com. That's livewithpastoral.com. There's also a link there to our Facebook page. We are on Facebook at facebook.com/livewithpastoral. That's facebook.com/livewithpastoral. And you can find us there. And on our Friday afternoon, I don't have the ability to do the Facebook Live broadcast, but on Sunday nights we do. And also we broadcast our church services on Facebook Live, and I try to share them over at Facebook Facebook page. What I'm trying to say. And also, in addition to that, we have our regular church services. Of course, as I mentioned, our Friday night Bible study is tonight, 7 o'clock until 9 o'clock. If you hear something on the program that interests you or like to learn more about, why don't you come out and visit us? We meet the Richfield Bible Baptist Church. We meet at the Richfield Holiday Inn Express, located at 5171 Brecksville Road. That's 5171 Brecksville Road, and that's in Richfield, Ohio. We are midway between Akron and Cleveland. We're easy to get to. We're right off from both the Ohio Turnpike and Interstate 71. In fact, we're right there where they meet. They intersect right there from the conference room. You can look out. You can see the gates for the turnpike, the toll booths. So we're that close. And then, of course, we're there not only Friday night for our Friday night Bible study, and it's kind of an open theme Bible study. You have a question. You have a question about the Bible, a question about current events in light of God's Word, just like we do on the radio. You can You can join us there with your questions. It's kind of informal. We have refreshments and just an informal time, fellowship, and digging into God's Word together. And then, of course, we have our Sunday services there as well. We meet at the Richfield Holiday Inn Express there in the conference room on Sundays. We have our morning Bible study at 10. We have our morning worship service, or church service, at 11. I'm currently preaching through the book of Philippians. And then Sunday evening at 6, we have our evening service, and I'm currently preaching through the book of Malachi on Sunday evening. So you can find out more about us. Just go to livewithpastoral.com. You can find the links there for our church, for our Facebook, all those things at livewithpastoral.com. And of course, we're live right now, and I don't know that I've given out the phone numbers, but our phone number is for the studio here is toll-free 888-677-9673. That's 888-677-9673, and you can join us live on the air with your question about the Bible or current events in light of God's Word. If you got a question, feel free to give us a call, 888-677-9673. Wanted to mention, too, if you are into the pro-life community and interested in that, the Bringing America Back to Life conference is going on actually not too far from where I'm sitting right now here in Independence, Ohio. You can go online, find out more about that. And I'm planning on being at some of the things there tomorrow myself, and thankful for the opportunity somebody made available for me to go. And I guess it's one of the largest pro-life events in the country. And they have a big dinner tomorrow night featuring Star Parker. Some of you no doubt are familiar with her work, and she will be at the gala dinner tomorrow night. And I believe if you go online, and this is probably something I probably should have had this queued up on my computer here, but let me find it. It's bringingamericabacktolife.org. That's bringingamericabacktolife.org. They have programs going through this evening and then all day tomorrow. If you're interested in that, go ahead and check out their website, bringingamericabacktolife.org, and you can find out information about attending, costs, and things of that nature. So I wanted to mention that as well. And again, a reminder that not this Sunday, but the following Sunday at our church, the Richfield Bible Baptist Church, we're having our annual Sloppy Joe and Pie Fellowship. We have that every year. We started this some years ago, as I was mentioning last week. We started this some years ago because Pi Day is coming up. International Pi Day is March 14th. If you're familiar with the value of pi, that makes sense. March the 3rd month, 14th day of the month, 3.14 is pi. And so some years ago, one of our people at the Friday Night Bible Study brought some pies in, and it was on March 14th, and said, why? He said, it's Pi Day. So we thought, this is a great excuse to have pie. So we've had an annual Pi Fellowship, Sloppy Joe and Pi Fellowship, on a Sunday near Pi Day, and that'll be this 17th. So that's not this coming Sunday, it's the following Sunday. Now, this coming Sunday, make sure you switch your clocks ahead. Spring forward an hour. It's, I believe, daylight savings time begins. And I saw a thing in the news where I believe it's the Florida legislature has proposed a thing or somebody, or, oh, I take that back. I think it was actually Marco Rubio, senator from Florida, is introduced or is talking about introducing some legislation just keeping us on daylight savings time the whole year rather than switching the clocks twice a year. And he's got my vote on that. Either keep us on standard time or keep us on savings time. Having spent 4 years in the Samoan Islands where we never changed the clocks, what a blessing that is to not have to go through that nonsense every time you have to set the clocks forward or backwards. But mention that anyway so that you don't miss your church services on Sunday. So to Saturday night, tomorrow night, before you go to bed, put your clocks ahead an hour so that you can be on time for church. Well, all right, I wanted to mention those things here before I get into a couple other things as well. Just a reminder, we're brought to you, of course, by the Bible Baptist Church in Richfield, Ohio. Also brought to you by East Coast Pizza, which is located at 4889 Turney Road in Garfield Heights, right across the street from the Garfield Heights High School. You can call them for pickup or delivery at 216-341-9100. That's 216-341-9100. And tell them that you heard about here on Live with Pastor Al. In fact, if you've never been there before and you mentioned Live with Pastor Al, you can get a medium one-topping pizza for just $5. That's East Coast Pizza, 4889 Turney Road in Garfield Heights, across from the Garfield Heights High School. Phone number for pickup or delivery, 216-341-9100. Well, we've got a caller calling in here, so we're going to take our caller. We've got John on the line with us today. Welcome to the program, John.
Thank you, Pastor Al. You and I have had several conversations on things, but
yes,
today
sir.
I'm calling for a little bit of a different reason. I'm calling Pastor Al to ask for prayer.
Mm-hmm.
My heart's not right with the Lord. And it's like when I know my Bible forward and backward, I study, I don't have a home church, but my life... I'm living one life at home, but when I'm at work or out, it's like I'm a totally different person. My language isn't appropriate. I'm not showing people Christ living in me. And I'm just praying for prayer from you and your church I want to come back to God because my heart's not right, but I'm not sure how to do it. I've been saved since October 31st, 1985, and I'm not sure, and all that time, I'm still on milk when I should be eating meat, and I just don't know how to ask God to forgive me, because every time I ask, it seems like I fall back into the same routine over and over again.
Well, John, go ahead.
So I'm just asking for prayer, and maybe get some Bible verses from you that I may be able to read, that I can get myself back together where I should be and strengthen myself and living for God again.
Well, absolutely, John, and I know that there's going to be people out there praying for you. And, you know, what you're going through, I can identify myself because I was saved when I was about 9 years old. And, you know, so I grew up in church and all that, but I really wasn't living for the Lord. And, you know, I was one person here and one person there and all that. And I rededicated my life to the Lord while I was serving in the Air Force, actually stationed over in England during the 1980s. And, you know, it's kind of with me and others that have been through this, there seems to come a point where we reach the point where we recognize that we're just not right with God. And God's been trying to get our attention. For me, there was an event, a series of events where I realized, you know, that God was pretty much reaching the end of his dealing with me in terms of the, you know, the discipline, you know, the chastening of the Lord that the Bible talks about. And it comes to a point where, and I was thinking of Romans chapter 12, and in Romans chapter 12, Paul's talking here, and he says, let me just read this for you, starting in verse 1. He says, "I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. And be not conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God." And the reason I was looking at this is in the situation where we find ourselves as a believer, where we're not growing and we're not doing what's right, and we know that we're not doing what's right. In fact, this passage here is just a few chapters after where Paul was writing about doing things back in chapter 7. He said I'm not going to read through for time's sake, but starting in verse 15, where he says, "For that which I do, I allow not; for what I would, that do I not, but what I hate, that do I. And he talks about the conflict of not doing what he knew that he should do and doing what he knew he shouldn't do. And then he goes on to talk about the sin nature that's in us. He says verse 17, now it is no more I that do it, but sin that dwelleth in me, for I know that in me that is in my flesh dwelleth no good thing. And what he's recognizing and what we need to recognize, and sometimes we just intellectually understand this, we may be saved, but we have a sin nature in us, don't we?
Yeah, we do.
Yeah, and it's very real. It's very real. And that sin nature did not go away when we trusted Christ as our Savior. Now, I've met some people that try to claim that they don't sin. And, you know, John had a good statement about that in 1 John chapter 1, where he said, if we say that we don't sin, we're lying to ourselves, really, most of all. But we have a sin nature, and that sin nature sometimes gets the better of us. And in fact, Paul said, and again, I'll get back to chapter 12 here in a minute, but in verse 7 or chapter 7 again, he says in verse 19, for the good that I would, I do not, but the evil which I would not, that I do. But now, if I do that I would not, it is no more I that do it, but sin that dwelleth in me. And as we read through this, he says, I find in a law that when I would do good, evil is present with me. So here it is, that sin nature. He wants to do right, but he finds himself doing the wrong things and falling back into the wrong patterns of behavior, the wrong patterns of speech, the wrong, just falling back into the sin nature that's in the flesh. And he continues, let me drop down here to verse number 22, where he says, for I delight in the law of God after the inward man. And, you know, you gave testimony that you put your faith in Christ as your Savior. And if you're saved, there's an inward man, a new creature in Christ. The Bible says that when we're saved, God creates a new creature within us. That's our spirit, which is dead. Remember, we're body, soul, and spirit. The body is the flesh. That's where the sin nature resides. The spirit is the spirit that God has given to us, and it's made alive in Christ when we get saved. But we still have the soul, and that's the mind, the intellect, the emotion, the will. And so Paul says here that I delight in the law of God after the inward man. That's the new spirit. But then he says, but I see another law in my members, that's in the flesh, warring against the law of my mind and bringing me into captivity to the law of sin, which is in my members. So he's saying in his spirit, he sees what's right and he wants to do what's right. In his flesh, he doesn't want to do what's right. And there's a battle that he goes through, just like you're describing. Do you see what he's saying here? The battle between the flesh and the spirit?
Yeah, I do. And, you know, it seems like the harder I hit the word of God, the harder Satan comes after me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And he wouldn't come after you if you weren't doing something he didn't like. And so he says here that this is warring against the law of my mind and bringing me into captivity, which means for a believer, sometimes we can be captive to the flesh and we can do sinful things. Now, praise God, the sinful things are forgiven, because when we trusted Christ as our Savior, all of our sins were forgiven, past, present, and future. That's what the Bible said. And there remains no... in fact, he says at the beginning of the next chapter, there is therefore now no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. And then he goes on to talk about how our sins are forgiven and we have life through Christ. But when we're in this battle, he says right here in verse 24, O wretched man that I am. And it is. It's a wretched state to be in when we want to do right, and we just don't find it possible to. We keep falling back into the old ways. And I've been there. I think most Christians, if they're honest, have been there. And there comes a point where, at least in my life, I was struggling. I was trying. I thought, well, I'm going to commit to reading the Bible more. I'm going to commit to this. I'm going to commit to that. But I think part of the key was, at one point, I finally said, Lord, I just can't do this anymore. And I know that you're not going to, you know, allow me to continue on like this, you know, the rest of my life. I'm putting myself completely in your hands. Now, I didn't get saved at that moment. I was already saved. But what I did is I recommitted myself to the Lord. And that's what I was looking at in Romans 12, verse 1, where Paul says, I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that ye present your bodies a living sacrifice. And in that sense, you know, the flesh, the very flesh that I was struggling against because of the sin nature that's in it, I had to give that over to the Lord and say, here is my flesh. This is my body. And I'm presenting it to you as a living sacrifice, you know, as opposed to the sacrifices in the Old Testament that were killed. This is my body. It's alive, and it's being given to you. Now, it says, wholly acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. Now, obviously, we have a sin nature, and the body has not yet been redeemed. The blessing of the rapture, the catching away of the believers, this body that with the sin nature is going to be redeemed, and we'll have a body, a new body, a glorified body without the sin nature. But, you know, it's just taking this body, flaws, sin nature, warts and all, and saying, I'm giving it to you, Lord. And then he follows up with saying, be not conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. And, you know, again, the renewing of the mind, it's allowing God through his Spirit to direct us and guide us and give us victory over the flesh. And it's not easy. It's not an easy thing. And part of it is what you've been doing, reading the Bible. The other part is the prayers of God's people. When I rededicated my life to the Lord, I found out there were people who had been praying for me. And I do think that's key. And I want to encourage our listeners to pray for John, to pray that he would be able to turn his body over to the Lord as a living sacrifice, and that he would be transformed by the renewing of his mind. That's my request to the listeners of the program. And for you, John, you know, if you were not saved, you probably wouldn't have this turmoil, if you think about it, right?
Yeah, that's true. Everything you're telling me, Pastor, I already know.
Yeah.
It's just so hard. I don't know if it's fear. I don't know if it's shame. It's just so hard for me to get down on my knees and ask God to forgive me one last time and bring me back into the fold when it shouldn't be. It shouldn't be that hard.
Yeah.
He said, I'll never leave you nor forsake you.
Yeah. And see, that's the flesh, because you know, that sin nature that doesn't want us to do that. I know we're coming close to the end of the program here.
Yeah.
But the other thing I was going to say, in addition to having people praying for you, is the need for Christian fellowship. You know, there's several things, of course. You know, there's the Word of God, being in the Word of God and praying, you know, strengthening our relationship with God. But the other thing is strengthening our relationship with fellow believers, and that's where we need a church home. A lot of people think, well, I listen to the radio, I watch TV, I go online, I go here, I go there. But we need this church home. That's the purpose of the local church, where people can pray one for another. And, you know, we can lift one another up. We can encourage one another. We can exhort one another. We can bear one another's burdens. All of these things that the Bible talks about us doing really can't be done effectively over the radio or online. These are things right. that come from believers meeting with believers in the house of God, you know, coming together when believers come to worship. And if you want to leave your number with our call screener, I can try and hopefully we can find you a church out in your area. I'm not sure where you're at, but you could leave if you want to do that.
Akron.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I'm in Akron.
Okay, just go ahead and leave the number. With our call screener, I'll have him not hang up as soon as we're done with the program, and then I can give you a call later on maybe we can try to identify a good church for you to get into, because that's going to be the key. Because right now, you know, you're kind of being buffeted trying to do it on your own. And I didn't rededicate my life to the Lord until I had some good Christians praying for me. So, John, thanks for calling. We're out of time right now. I want to thank you for listening, and join us again next time. Pray for Brother John here. God bless.
You've just listened to Live with Pastor Al. To learn more about Pastor Al Davis and Live with Pastor Al, visit our website at livewithpastoral.com. That's livewithpastoral.com. You can also like us on Facebook or listen to past programs at livewithpastoral.com. Pastor Al Davis invites you to visit him at the Bible Baptist Church in Richfield, Ohio, Sunday morning at 11 or Sunday evening at 6. Or you can join us for our Friday night Bible study tonight from 7 to 9. The Bible Baptist Church meets at the Richfield Holiday Inn Express at 5171 Brecksville Road in Richfield. You can contact Pastor Al by writing to Pastor Al Davis at P.O. Box 452, Richfield, Ohio 44286. Or you can email Pastor Al at pastoral@maplenoel.us. Join us for more live conversation this Sunday night from 11 to midnight, and again next Friday afternoon from 1:30 to 2, right here on AM 1220, The Word. Live with Pastor Al has been brought to you by the Bible Baptist Church in Richfield, Ohio.